with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Sweet potatoes are one of the most nutrient-dense crops you can plant in your garden, and one of the easiest to grow as well. Sweet potatoes are grown from vegetative propagules known as slips, which develop the root and vines simultaneously. Vines can get up to 10 feet long in the best growing conditions, so it's important to give them enough space to stretch by planting slips 9 to 18 inches apart in a row, with rows 3 to 4 feet apart. Slips should be planted 3 to 4 inches deep in the soil after the temperature gets above 60 degrees in the soil. In Kansas, they are usually planted in mid-May to avoid any potential of a late frost, which will kill off the vine. Sweet potatoes mature anywhere from 95 to 120 days after planting, depending on which variety you are growing. Pulling or cutting the vine a couple of days before harvesting will toughen the skins and reduce damage from harvest. Expect a yield of around 2 pounds of tubers per hill and 400 bushels per acre. After harvest, sweet potatoes need to be stored in a warm, humid room of at least 85 degrees and 90% relative humidity for about a week. This process, known as curing, will increase sugar content, heal damage from harvest, and deepen the orange color of the flesh. After curing, store in a cool, humid environment until ready for eating or selling. Sweet potatoes can be stored for 6 to 10 months in the right conditions. Sweet potatoes have very few pests that will attack the crop, but a few to keep an eye out for are flea beetles, the sweet potato weevil, and wireworms. Any pest that targets the vine will have minimal impact on the yield of the crop, so it's important to balance that fact with the damage seen. If damage is tolerable, consider manual control instead of insecticide application, as you could accidentally kill off natural predators along with the pests. The sweet potato weevil and wireworm will be responsible for most of the damage to the tubers, and if selling sweet potatoes at market, these will necessitate post-harvest control. Crop rotation will also ensure that these specialist pests cannot build up their respective populations over multiple growing seasons. Ornamental sweet potato vines will also produce tubers, but these tubers will not be as tasty or large as those bred specifically for food production. The ornamental varieties were bred specifically for their foliage characteristics and not their tubers, so although they are edible, it is best to let the ornamental varieties be ornamental and the food varieties produce your tubers. Unlike other vegetables, the quality of sweet potatoes does not degrade with increased size, but all tubers should be handled with care until they have a chance to cure so that you don't accidentally bruise your crop. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.